This is Earth Notes.
It's been 3 years since the Schultz fire seared more than 15,000 acres on the San Francisco peaks north of Flagstaff. About two-thirds of that area, mostly ponderosa pine and mixed conifer forest, was moderately to severely burned. Invading weeds took full advantage of the bare ground. Chris Haskins, research director for the Arboretum at Flagstaff, says weeds love disturbance. They produce lots of seeds, frequently have deep roots, and grow quickly, so they prevail over most native plants in the race to colonize the soil. The Arboretum is investigating how to restore the burned habitat as quickly as possible. The challenge is to get rid of the weeds and replace them with natives. For that reason, Arboretum workers have been planting and seeding islands of perennial plants such as lupine, verbena, hoary tansy aster, and mountain muley and little bluestem grass. The hope is that native species on these concentrated habitat islands will establish, shade out the weeds, and spread seed naturally. This spring, a survey showed 35% to 45% of the native species survived. Private homeowners in the Schultz flood zone were also inundated with weed seeds that washed down after the fire. The Arboretum is working with them to remove invasive species and revegetate with natives. Numerous volunteer groups have also helped out by replanting some areas with native tree seedlings. As a new monsoon season begins, all these native plants will continue the long process of healing the mountain's fire scar. Earth Notes is produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. It's funded in part by Arizona Raft Adventures and Southwest Wind Power. I'm Tristan Klum.